Last Thursday was the first day of spring, but it felt more like winter for much of this last weekend. Some light snow even fell in some areas of the state this morning. Joining us now for what we can expect with spring planting around the corner is SDSU Extension Climate Field Specialist Laura Edwards. She joins us from her office in Aberdeen. And Laura, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Great to be here. Thank you, Carl.
Well, the latest update from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center came out on the first day of spring last week. And what did we learn from that?
Well, it looks like the cold pattern that we've been sitting in for most of the winter is going to continue to dominate our climate in the spring. And I know that's not great news for most of the people out there, but that's what it's looking like here through April and possibly even through June.
When we talk cool temperatures, what sort of range are we looking at?
You know, the outlook isn't that clear on actual, you know, numbers on how much colder than average that they are projecting. They just say, you know, it's more likely to be cooler than average through April and through May and June. So, you know, it's still kind of up in the air on how much cooler than average. But, you know, for the last month, I don't know if this trend will continue, but for the last 30 to 60 days, we have been averaging 4 to 8 degrees below average. So quite a bit cooler than we like to see this time of year, I think.
Is this statewide, or certain areas of the state going to be cooler than others?
Right now, the current forecast shows really the whole state more likely to be cooler than average. But the kind of epicenter of all that cold air is going to be centered over the Great Lakes, northern Minnesota, as we've seen here so far most of this winter. It's just the same pattern we've seen last few months with the high pressure sitting over the western states that's driving that drought down there in the west and southwest. And that ridge kind of sitting over the eastern states. And with that kind of pattern, we end up in this airflow coming down from Canada, which keeps us a little cooler than average.
I'm assuming that being cooler than average, this means that spring planting season will be a little later than usual?
Yeah, I think that will be impacted not just by the air temperatures, but the soil temperature. You know, the soils are really cold. Still, I think even for this time of year, and the frost depth is really solid. You know, it's going to take a little bit of warmer temperatures to hang around for a while to warm up those soils so that some planting and even home gardening can start to take place.
Now, the deep frost, now this is interesting because, as I understand it, it's the temperatures in the middle where it stays frozen longer than the top and below that?
Yeah, it's kind of a delayed response. And so the deeper soil layers, you know, from what I've been hearing, frost depth now is 6, 7, 8 feet down right now at some really cold areas. And that far down in the soil, there's a delayed response to the warming that's happening up at the surface. And so that area tends to lag quite a bit before it stops freezing and starts, you know, getting warmer. And, you know, we've had a little bit, you know, again, with the drier winter we've had, the top layers of the soil, as they warm up, they're not really wet right now. So, again, moisture might be a little bit of an issue, at least starting off the cropping season this year. We have yet to see how that will turn out.
So, what is the projection for precipitation this spring?
Yeah, for precipitation, the climate models the computer models are still kind of all over the place. They're not really honing in on wetter or drier than average at this time. But you know, this time of year, we're hoping to get, you know, 1.5 to 2 inches a month here, getting into April. And you know, for the month of March so far, we're 0.5 inch to 1 inch short of moisture that we would have expected in March. So there again, we're starting off the spring a little on the dry side. I you know, if we get anything close to average precipitation, I think we can keep drought, you know, on the sidelines. But if we lag too far behind here, we could have a drought situation develop this growing season.
Now, the snow that we received this past winter, that was below average?
Yeah, we've been below average. Some areas of the state have been wet, and that's mostly focused near the Black Hills or in the Black Hills area. Most of the rest of the state, since November, December, have really been about, 70% of average, something like that. So, again, we haven't had a full-fledged drought, I would say, but we're trending a little bit on the dry side from the winter.
And that's even the case in the northeastern part of the state around where you are in Aberdeen?
That's right, yeah. And part of it, too, is we haven't had, a huge blizzard. Be careful what you wish for, right? But, we haven't had a huge snowfall event. Just this morning, we got just over an inch of snow, but it really was with a little bit of moisture in it. So we have had really cold temperatures that kept the snow over the ground for quite a while, but there wasn't a lot of moisture, actually, that came throughout the winter.
Now, we have had a few days when the temps were in the 50s and 60s. A lot of the snow that was on the ground has melted. Now, thinking of the deep frost that we're currently experiencing, what did that have much of an impact on how the melt went and where the water went?
Yeah, it has had an impact, and that kind of ties in the drought story. But what happens is, when you have those solidly frozen grounds, a lot of your snow melt just runs off. And that's where you get higher runoff into the rivers, like the Big Sioux, James River, Missouri, and so on. So, with those frozen soils, it doesn't allow that snow melt to go down and infiltrate or replenish the moisture that's down in the soil. So that has been a little bit of an issue, but again, we didn't have huge snowpack sitting out there on the plains this year. So I think we haven't had any major flooding, maybe some little flash flooding events, but nothing major or long-term flooding. But yeah, that's right, because the soil moisture just provides us that solid layer, and water can't get through it, so it just runs off.
Have the computer models, how far ahead are they going? Are we able to see or get any idea of what the summer months will look like?
Well, we have a few hints of the summer months right now. And part of that is because over just the last month, it seems a little more likely that El Nino may be a player here now in our summer climate. And for our summer season here, if El Nino is active, that typically means a little cooler and a little wetter on the eastern side of the state. So the climate models are picking up on that, and they're starting to show a little bit cooler, a little bit wetter in the eastern, say, third of the state.
How do things look then compared to the past few years? We've had some cool springs and summers in recent years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, a lot of those. Oh, last year was cool. I know a lot of folks will have that in their recent memory. But over the last 5 to 10 years, a lot of those cooler springs were also really wet, and we're not seeing a huge amount of moisture right now in the climate outlook or the climate forecast. So that's been a big difference between this year and previous cool years. And last year, it was cool through most of the growing season, through mid-summer, till July sometime. So there again, we could be kind of on that similar path as last year is kind of what it's looking like right now.
So that cool and wet kind of delays things a little bit. Number one, you can't get in the fields as early as you want, and then does it delay the growing then too?
It could, but it could also help, especially people who are growing corn, because corn needs a lot of water to grow and mature. So it could be actually beneficial for those folks who grow corn, and also home gardeners. They tend to water a little bit more than some other folks, you know, who just have lawns and that kind of thing. So it might be a little helpful for the home gardeners out there too.
Now we're still, although it's actually spring now, anything can happen yet here. Old Man Winter can still make a few appearances yet before all is said and done.
Yeah, it could happen. You know, spring is that season where it goes really warm, really cold, you know, really wet or dry, you know, it kind of changes its mood day to day. But, you know, like we're seeing this week, could be warming up into the 50s, 60s Wednesday, get cold again Thursday, Friday, maybe see a few flakes of snow Thursday, and then warming up back over the weekend. And that's pretty typical of spring as it starts to adjust to the sun angle and trying to get a little bit warmer here.
Yeah, well, I hope we don't see any of those ice storms that we had last year around Sioux Falls.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not. That's true.